The results from Monday's voting have been announced, but the battle to get the mandate to rule in the 66 municipalities has just begun. The ruling African National Congress' poor performance at the polls left it with only 166 municipalities under its control. Now, the party that has been in power since the end of apartheid in 1994 has two choices: occupy the opposition benches in 89 municipalities or take its backing power to smaller parties in the 66 hung municipalities. ANC leader and President Cyril Ramaphosa said the people have spoken and parties must listen.
If we are to make this a new and better era, we as leaders must put aside our differences and work together in a spirit of partnership and common purpose. The manner in which our people spoke should be indicative of their will and wish to have us as leaders working together.
The Democratic Alliance, DA party, finished second with 13 councils under its belt, while the Inkatha Freedom Party stands at number 3 in charge of 10 municipalities. DA leader John Steenhuisen told the reporters that his party is already hard at work to get its fair share of power in the hung municipalities.
And hopefully, we'll, by the end of the weekend, we'll be able to start making announcements around where we have been able to form stable coalitions with a focus on the best interests of the people in those particular municipalities, but also in the long-term interest of those municipalities in terms of stability and delivery.
While the radical economic freedom fighters did not win full control in any municipality, it ranked third in overall votes in all major municipalities. This has positioned the party as a key kingmaker in the hung municipalities. However, party leader Julius Malema told reporters that those who want his party's hand in political marriage should be ready for many sacrifices.
Parties that approach us must know that the first item on the agenda before sharing of positions will be the commitment to the people. Anyone who comes to the EFF must come with a clear agenda of land redistribution, water provision, jobs, sanitation and care of disabled people.
Analysts say the low voter turnout is the main cause for the long list of hung municipalities, which includes Johannesburg, South Africa's commercial hub. Of the 26 million registered voters, only 12.3 million people voted. Experts see this as a protest from those who no longer have faith in political leadership due to corruption and poor service delivery. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.